Mabuhay, everyone! It is I, Fallon Angel, Fredonia's premier headlining drag queen, and I'm here with my very, very good Judy, Miss Sammy Rainbows.
Hi, my name is Sammy Rainbows. I am one of Fallon's long time friends, and I am so grateful for you to have me.
My oldest friend. And I wouldn't want to be doing this with anybody else. Well, you know, the first person I called wasn't available. So I've known Sammy for quite a while now, as she is one of the most credible sources for drag, I believe.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, Fallon actually introduced me to drag back when we were in high school. And ever since then, I've been a big drag influencer.
She thinks she's an influencer now. Oh, sponsor her, everyone.
Enthusiasts. I've done a lot of research on it. I love to continue to learn and watch, especially the show we are going to be talking about today.
Yes, we are going to be talking about reviewing, giving our thoughts, diving into the different nuances and different layers of drag that is in season 13 of Together Now. Come on. RuPaul Drag Race. Oh, okay. We'll try that next time. But yes, so Sammy, let's talk about this episode, okay? So, what episode are we on now?
13.
Okay.
The longest season of Drag Race that ever lived.
Yes, and may I give a confession for the audience? I'm going to tell them our secret.
Okay,
a little thing about me is that I do not have VH1 or any streaming services to myself. I do mooch off of other people, but I do not have VH1 or like MTV or Logo or whatever RuPaul Drag Race is deciding to stream on. So we have my good Judy over here. You tell them about what I do with you.
Okay, so when Fallon remembers that it's Friday, she will call me and be like, yo, show me the runway. That's all I really care about. And I will turn my FaceTime over and pan the camera to the TV so that Fallon can barely see what the runway looks like for that week.
Yes, it's very unconventional. But as I always say, country girls make do. And Amen. If I wanted to watch the runway in live time, then I'm going to find a way to do so. But with that being said, I do not watch the full episode, so Sammy here has more notes and more credibility when coming to review RuPaul's Drag Race. So why don't you introduce us to what happens in this episode?
So in this episode, we see the girls come back after Utica, RIP, leaves the competition because she was eliminated by Simone. And
our New York representation is gone.
Such a tragedy. And then there was no mini challenge, so we go straight into the maxi challenge of this week, which was called Honey, I Shrunk the Drag Queens, and it's sort of a short film over-the-top acting challenge. How do you feel about these sort of challenges?
These sort of challenges, I feel, are very, very much camp, very much drag, very much cringe all at the same time. I have a love-hate relationship with them because it's so difficult to like try to be a serious actor when it comes to doing these, you know, comedic challenges, because you're supposed to be funny, but like there's still like a certain level of like seriousness that you need to do in order to like really make an impact and to really make RuPaul laugh, which is what really matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, because if you don't make RuPaul laugh, then you might be out. But there's been a few iconic moments from. They've worked a little bit back in the past, but obviously there's some, like you said, there it's hard to act at that sort of way. So we get to working on the show, and they have to choose what role they have. And there comes a little conflict because two of the queens, Candy and Simone, both want the same role. Now, I think there should have been a fight. I think this would have made great television, but Simone gave the role to Candy to avoid any conflict. But I feel like...
Which yeah. I think is the smart move, because, you know, their time is of the essence, And they have such limited time to like work on these scripts, to memorize these lines, to rehearse what's going to happen, to have the notes by the directors. Mm-hmm. All of this happens within a day. I feel that Simone was just smart. She just let Candy be the fool and just get the part that she wanted. And then Simone just got the part that she didn't want. But she, you know, she made do. She made do with what she had.
She may do what she had. I just was scared for her because she's been putting a lot of pressure on herself for the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when queens do that, they start getting the self-doubt. And Simone's a very strong player and I would say a contender to win this race. So I just hope that this challenge works for her. And as we see through the rehearsals, it seems to help her. And it seems to help her.
It seems to help her.
I'm sorry. I can't. So, sometimes
it seems to help her.
It seems to help her. It's fashion.
Yes, it seems to help her.
It's fashion.
Help her. Who is it helping? Her.
Yes, her.
Okay. Okay, so rehearsal is done. No, let's talk about rehearsal. I don't know. I'm jumping ahead. I'm jumping the gun. The boom boom Gia gun. So let's talk about rehearsal. You know what? Let's talk about Miss Scarlett Johansson coming in.
Oh
via
my god,
Zoom.
I completely forgot Scarlett Johansson, about her. Right?
And she's over here, Miss Black Widow, Miss what else was she? She was some Asian character, wasn't she? She was a black character. She was a Hispanic character.
She was the sister in Home Alone 3.
She was a gay character.
Oh my goodness. I don't really know her that well, but anyways.
I know her. We text each other.
Yeah, that was really nice to have her input and help for the queens. But obviously it didn't really do much if I can't remember.
I'm screaming. I mean, it's just like, it's nice to have a professional actress giving notes to these drag queens, because I just feel that like was it Ross Matthews and Michelle Visage?
Yes, they were the directors.
Having like what criteria do they have to be directors?
It's also a good thing, not like a good, but it's like a nice thing with, you know, COVID times and how they're filming during COVID, just to have that little surprise. I get that.
I mean, I feel that there was not much notable in rehearsal.
Yeah.
Do you want to skip? You want to just jump into the video?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in Hanny, girl, this is a tongue twister. Yeah. I think I shrunk the drag queen.
Drag queen.
Oh, okay. Y'all can tell I did not watch the episode fully. But I did watch this video because it was available on YouTube later on in the day. I have YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Fallon Angel. Anyways, so I watched the video and I must say, I think the production on this was very well done. And for the sake of like green screen use, which I think it comes to a fault sometimes for a lot of the challenges, like the green screen really makes or breaks the challenge. And most of the time it breaks it because it makes the scene look very tacky and like not in a cute campy way, but it's just like, it looks cheap. And I'm just like,
low budget.
Well, Miss RuPaul, we have all these Emmys. Where's the budget?
Amen. No, I think what helped them was using the workroom, because it's very noticeable, and the transition between the green screen and the workroom worked really nice. You're right with that. Talking about the acting, though, I feel like they all kind of played themselves.
Yeah, it definitely... It's just the same character over and over again for each of them. And I understand that they have like their trademarks and their like ways that make them more noticeable on the screen. But I feel that they just need to branch out a little bit, especially like so far into the competition. We know what they are like and we appreciate them for it. But this is a time to take risks.
Who do you think, though, out of this was your like... favorite?
My favorite, I would have to say, is Rosé, honestly, because I don't know. I guess none of them really were my favorite, but if I had to choose, it was Rosé.
Yeah, I would say Rosé too. I think she just has the acting background. So because of her background, it worked well with this sort of challenge.
Mm-hmm. The green screen background.
Amen. who do we think kind of flopped for this challenge.
I didn't hate, what's her name? Olivia. I didn't hate her.
No.
But I didn't love her neither. I didn't like God Mix, if I'm being completely honest. Mm. It was just very blah, and it could have been funnier. It just was just Paris Hilton again.
I feel that. I feel like people are, like, raving about her and saying that her performance was, like, very, like, oh, it was, like, so much. Some people were saying that she should have won besides Rosé, and I was like, no. But I feel like Olivia, she's just been playing that nice girl kick for just too long, too long. And even though she did act it really well.
I just, like, it rubs me the wrong way. I just don't like, the whole, like, I'm so sweet, I'm so innocent type of essence. Because it's just like, if she ends up getting Miss Congeniality at the end of the season, I'm going to be like, well, duh. But at the same time, I'm just like, does she really deserve it? Is she really, like, it just doesn't seem genuine to me, for me at least. And I'm really good at vibes. I know I can read vibes. And I feel like she has different ulterior motives.
Yeah, she's trying to be Miss Congeniality, but not in a genuine way. She's, like, low-key, like, forcing it. Like, I love her smile. She does have a nice smile. Like, in the beginning, that's what
she's forcing it because Miss Congeniality is be winning $10,000 now. I mean, I would do the same exact thing. But it's the audience. The audience doesn't vote anymore. It's the people who she's working with. Mm. So I don't care if I look like the villain on the screen. I'm going to be genuine and nice to everyone behind the scenes.
Yeah. So shall we bring it to the runway?
Runway. Run. Okay. Not okay. I can't be doing that because I don't have the rights to it.
Okay.
But let's bring it to the runway. This week's theme is pockets. How do you feel about this theme?
I would never think this as a theme, but I thought that some of the queens did it really well.
Yes, yes, yes. So, who was your favorite look of the week, and who was your least favorite look of the week?
My favorite look for me would have to be Rosé's. I just really like the black and white look nice. I we all knew it was going to be a reveal, but it just, like, came off and it was, like, better. And the mod to, like, the 60s, and it was just really cute, and I love it. I would say, oh my God, Candy's was just, I have no idea what she was doing. I feel like that look was something she thought, like, was going to happen, like, in... I think it's a look that she thought she would be safe in if it was towards the beginning of the season, if she did well in the challenge. But yeah, no, it was kind of bad, period.
Okay, so my favorite look of the week is Miss Simone's with her iconic, like, if you're going to be a pocket, be the pocket itself. And I think that, like, her literal interpretation of the challenge of the runway was just great. It was smart. It was clever. I loved the material. I loved the construction. It looked expensive. It looked well constructed. And it was just a standout for me. But my least favorite look is Miss Got Mix, because a bitch stole my idea. I wanted to be a flasher with the clocks, the watches. Sammy can defend me when I say I thought about this idea way before it was shown on this television screen.
Yes, this has been a running theme with Fallon, that her ideas end up on Drag Race before her, and that's kind of annoying. Like, I remember Fallon, I would say, like, maybe a year ago, FaceTiming me and being like, look, this is my idea. And then, you know, this week, Mix wearing it on the runway. And it's like, oh, dear. It's just, you got to get on for Drag Race, Fallon.
I know. It'll take time.
Yeah.
But if I were to do this runway very quickly, I would either go on the stage as a Hot Pocket or a Polly Pocket.
Oh.
Now let's go to the winner of the challenge. The winner is Rosé.
Oh, that's really good. Yes.
Thank you.
Rosé's won. I think she deserved it out of all of them. I think that because there was judges directing her, directing the cast, I think they saw the behind the scenes of the show, and she deserved it.
Okay. Bottom two lip sync is strong enough. Cher is strong enough, which Sammy did not know, but I knew because I'm a true Cher fan. And we have Miss Olivia Lux and Miss Candy Muse lip-syncing against each other. Who do you think should have stayed?
I think Candy really did win this. I think her essence of the song was more appropriate and it fit well compared to Olivia's.
Yeah, same. Honestly, I have no other words. I personally just did not care for this lip sync, if I'm to be honest. But, you know, it is what it is. And we have to say goodbye to Miss Olivia Lux. So Olivia Lux is gone now, our Miss Congeniality, and we are now to the top four. So, like, to conclude our little podcast, whose team are you on, Miss Sammy Rainbows?
I would have to say Simone.
I'm on team Tamisha Amon.
Oh, wait, no, I take it back. Tamisha Amon deserves it.
Yes, Tamisha, they're going to bring Tamisha Amon back. Trust and believe. That's my winner. And Denali and Kamara and
Joey J.
Yes. And Stacey Lane Matthews. Oh, but yeah. Let's conclude. I'm going to say thank you very much. Salamat po to Miss Sammy Rainbows for being here on this podcast with me. Do you have any parting words?
I would just like to say thank you for having me. Follow me on social media @SammyRainbows. And thanks.
Okay. That's it. Bye.